We're on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin today. Let me begin. We'll begin around 10 lines down on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where we left off yesterday. It's around 5 lines above where it gets wide. Okay? So the first thin line, Amar Rav Yehuda. Okay, so Kuf Yud Zayin, 117a, 5 lines above where it gets wide. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shir Shabbat Torah Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shalu Minayam. The Shir in the Torah means Shir is Hayam, so it was recited by Moshe and B'nai Yisrael when they left Yam Suf. V'Halil Zeh Mi'amaro. So who is the one who recited Halil? We know there are prakim that we recite in Halil. It's 6 prakim in Tehillim from, I think, is it Kuf Yud Gimel? Until Kuf Yud Chet. So there are prakim in Tehillim that we recite. So who is the one who composed those prakim? So Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknun Lam Yisrael Sheomrim Atol Kol Perek Uperek. The Nevi'im amongst them, doesn't say who the Nevi'im were, they composed it and provided that Klal Yisrael should recite it the way the Rashbam understands it. On every Yantiv, you'll say the Hallel. Yal Kol Tzar V'Tzar Shlo Tavo Alehen. It's like a euphemism. On any Tzar, that means that will occur to them, not that it won't occur to them. When the Jews suffer a calamity, when they're redeemed, they'll say the bracha when they're redeemed. So Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Yeremei Romeir, Kol Tshvechot HaMurop B'Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David HaMoran. So Romeir says that all the praises that are in Sefer Tehillim in the Book of Psalms, they were all said by David HaMelech, Shneemar, Kalu Tfilot David Ben Ishai. In the middle of the Sefer Tehillim, it says like, it's finished, the Tfilot of David Ben Ishai. So the Gemara darshens out that you would expect a sentence like that to be at the end of the Sefer. It's like, this is the end of his work. So the Gemara darshens out, I'll decree Kalu, Ela Kol Elu. Don't say Kalu, sell Kol Elu. All of these are the Shiro David Ben Ishai. So that being the case, so David HaMelech, Halal Zemi Amaro, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar Bini Omer, Moshe Bishomru B'Shash Alumin Ayam. So Rabbi Yossi says that Elazar, my son, says that Moshe and Klal Yisrael recited Halal when they got out of Yam Suf. He says, V'chalukin alav chavirav lomar sh'David Amaro. But his colleagues disagree and say, no, David HaMelech is the one who said the Hallel. Benirin Devarabmi Devrein. I think my son's opinion is more correct. He says, Efshra Yisrael Shachatu at Pischeim, Benalulu Veyam, Velomru Shira. Is it possible that all the years between Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, Klal Yisrael were bringing Korban Pesach or taking the Lulav, and they didn't recite Hallel? He doesn't think that could be the case. So it makes more sense that Moshe Rabbeinu composed it. Davar Acher, or an alternative argument, Pistol Shalmicha Omeid Bevechi or Bevechi, Yisrael Omrimit HaHallel. In other words, the Pesel Micha, in the end of Sefer Shoftim, it mentions that there was like this idol that was put up by Micha, and he got a Kohen to serve it, and it was Pesel Micha. So how could it be? And that Pesel was still standing in the time, it sounds like, of David HaMelech. So how could it be that the Pesel Micha is standing now? Bechi is either place, the name of the location where it stood is either Bechi, that's the first pshat, Rashbam has that pshat, or Bebechi, it's like crying, it doesn't mean crying, that they were joyously having this Pesel Micha, and in Halil we say, you know, Kamom Yu Oseim, like they are like dead, and that's the people who make them should be like that. We don't think that they would have said that at that time. So, all right, so the Gemara has gotten into the issue about when was Halil composed. So we have two ideas. Either Moshe Rabbeinu did it when he came from Yam Suf, or David HaMelech so far. That's what we have. Okay, who's got questions, comments from something they did so far? Okay, anybody?
So we're in midstream, right?
Midstream. Okay, we're going to go downstream now. Okay, so now we're around the 10th line from the top, from the medium wide lines. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Kol Shirov Tishbachot Shamar David B'Sefer Tehillim, all the praises in Sefer Tehillim, Reb Lezer Omer Keneged Atzmo Amron. Reb Lezer says that David HaMelech was speaking about himself, in other words, his own, you know, vicissitudes and difficulties that he went through life, he composed these prakim and Tehillim. And you know that Tehillim, like the Warren says in Bava Batra, a number of people had composed, like some by Adam Arishon, and some by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the ones by David HaMelech, he was talking about himself. He says, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, can I get Sibur Rabbanon? Rabbi Yeshua says, no. He was addressing himself to the Sibur, to the community, meaning anticipating that the Sibur would suffer that difficulties. So he wrote these to Tehillim. But Chachamim Omrim, Yeshvim can I get Sibur, Yeshvim can I get Atzmo. The Chachamim say it depends on the situation. He says, Hamurop Lashon Yachid can I get Atzmo. If it's Lashon Yachid, then he's talking about himself. He says, Hamurop Lashon Rabim can I get Sibur. If it's Lashon Rabim, he was talking about the Sibur. All right, now, the Gemara says, Nisuach v'nigun latilavo. Some of the Prakim and Tehillim, each of the Prakim and Tehillim are like usually preceded by words that indicate, I think, the type of music that would be sung to it. So one is Lamanatseach b'neginot. A number of Prakim and Tehillim begin Lamanatseach b'neginot. So Nisuach v'nigun latilavo. So when it says Lamanatseach b'neginot, it means it's referring to time. Like in, it'll be in time of the Mashiach. Like that, that's what's latid labo. One second, let me take a look. One second. Yeah, so it's turning right. He says in, yeah. Okay, so it's speaking of the Messianic era. Okay, back on the Gemara. Maskil. Al Yidei Turgaman. If it says Maskil, it means that he would speak to like a spokesman, like an announcer would say it. He says LeDavid Mizmor Lamech Shartalav Shchina V'Karka Gamar Shira. If it says LeDavid Mizmor, that means that he had the Shchina and then he says the Mizmor afterwards. He said the Shira. Mizmor le David, if it says Mizmor le David, a song for David, he says Mlamed Shamar Shira b'achar kach shertelav Shechina. He said a Shira so that he'll be able to get to Shechina. He says, Lamedcha, that last pasuk teaches you, that last limud, the David Mizmor, Lamedcha, she'ena Shechina shor lo mitoch atzlut lo mitoch atzvut, that the Shechina, God's divine presence, doesn't dwell on a person out of like laziness or sadness. Laughter, kalat rosh levity, like you know, wasting your time with nothing. It rests out of dvar simcha shel mitzvah. So it's based on the previous pasuk and the following pasuk. Shenemar, and it says by Elisha, v'atakechuli min hagein. He says, you know, draw to me. He says, a musician, bring a musician over to me. He says, Vayakin again, I'm not gain, but he loved Yad Hashem. And the musician played, so Elisha had the Yad Hashem, and it was, he got the Nevuah when it came to him that way. Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, V'chim Dvar Alacha. He just says, also for Dvar Alacha, a person, he needs all those things. He needs to be in a state of, he needs to be in a state of simcha to have a devar halacha. Amar Rav Nachman mechin l'chalom tov. In order to have like a good dream, you need to be in a state of simcha. And it was before you go to sleep to have a good dream. Inis is true. Amar Rav Gilam Arav called Tamid Chacham Yishev Tanei Rabo. Bein Sips Tav Not Vote More to Kavena. He says that Rab says any Tamid Chacham sits before his Rebbe, and if his lips don't drip with like dread, he says he should be burnt. He says, "Shenemar sifstav shoshim notvot more over." In Shir Shirim, which we're going to lay on Pesach coming up in a few days, so it says that my beloved, his lips are shoshan like roses, notvot more over, like they dripping with like myrrh. Dripping with myrrh. So the Gemara has a drash on that. Al tikre shoshanim el shoshonim. Don't read a shoshanim roses. Shoshonim, those who are studying Torah. In other words, the pasuk is speaking about people who study Torah. This is the last medium wide line, Seth, on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 117a, the last medium wide line. He says, Al tikre more over. Don't read it more over. More is like myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, or whatever. They're like the aroma, whatever, the perfume. So don't read it more over elamar avar. Read it mar, like if he's learning and he's not like learning with dread, like fear and aman yira, so he's going to pass through like the fires of Gehenna. So which is it? Should a person be in a state of simcha when he learns, or does he have to be in a state of awe and trepidation? So the Gemara says lokasha, the first very wide line downstairs. So the Gemara says there's no contradiction. Habba Rabba, Habba Tamida. I can say one statement that says you should be in a state of Simcha is talking about the Rebbe. The statement that says that you should be in a state of Yira and Fakhad is talking about the Talmud. The Talmud should be in a state of awe and trepidation when he studies Torah. The Ibrahima, Habba Habba Rabba, or I could say both are talking about the Rebbe. Below Kasha, Hamikami de Patach, Halabatar de Patach. One is talking about before he begins the shiur, he could be in a state of simcha. Once he begins the shiur, then everybody should be in a state of awe. He says, Kihad de Rabba, like Rabba, he says, Minkami de Patach Lul Rabbanan Amar Milta de Bihuta, Ubadhu Rabbanan. Before he began the shiur, he would say, like a jest, he would, you know, joke around a little bit, get everybody in the right mood. Ulbasof Yati Be'imata Patach Beshmaita. But afterwards, when he was giving the shiur, he sat in a state of Yira and he gave the shiur. That's something to keep in mind. Right? In other words, there's a certain, you know, attitude a person should take when they're learning. So, all right, let's take a look. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything that I did so far?
Are you saying we joke around here too much?
I'm saying it's important to keep in mind what the halakha pertains to. Okay, anyway.
So who wrote Hallel? I don't know.
So the Gemara had a machloket. We're going to see other opinions soon. All right. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. Let's take a look. Now the Gemara says the third wine line. Tana Rabbanan, Hallel Zemi Amaro. Who composed Hallel? So he says, Reb Lezer Omer Moshe Yisrael Mru B'Shasham Du Alayam. So Reb Lezer says that Moshe Ben Yisrael, the one who composed Hallel, when they stood by Yam Suf, Hey Amru Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lanu. He said, in other words, they passed through the Yam. They were still maybe afraid of the Egyptians. So they said, like, you know, don't do it for us. Do it for your Shimcha Gadol, for your name. He says, Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh for Amar Lahen, Lamani, Lamani Yeseh. So there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. He says, I'll do it, Hashem says, I'll do it for myself. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehoshua Yisrael Amru B'Shasham Du Alehin Malchei Kanan. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Yehoshua and Klal Yisrael said it when they were facing the kings of Canaan. Like Yehoshua, says in Sefer Yehoshua that he defeated 31 kings of Canaan. So he says, Hey Amru Lo Lanu U'Meshiva Chulei. The same thing. They said, like, don't do it for us, do it for your name. And Hashem says, I'll do it for my name. And each one of these things is going to say a different opinion. Rashi learns that there's no disagreement, that's accumulating. They all agree this is the other. Rashbam doesn't think that's the case. Rashbam thinks it's in the alternative. He says, Reb Lazar Modai Omer, Reb Lazar Modai says, Devorah Barak Amru B'Shasham Alehem Sisra, when they fought off against Sisra, Devorah and Barak said Hallel. He says, Hey Mamru Lo Lanu V'Ruach HaKodesh Rashiva V'Omer Lehem Lamani Lamani Yeseh. Reb Lazar Nazari Omer, Chizki B'Seyato Amru B'Shasham Alehem Sancheiriv. So Reb Lazar Ben Azariah says that Chizkia and his Chevra said it when they were facing off against Sancheriv. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hanani Mishav Azariah Amru B'Shasham Alehem Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Rabbi Kiva says, Hanani Mishav Azariah, in other words, Nebuchadnezzar, he set up this big idol, and he said that whoever doesn't bow down to the idol is going to be burnt in this big fire in the oven. And Hanani Mishav Azariah, like, we're facing Nebuchadnezzar. So this, at that point, they said it. Heim Amru Lolanu, Meshiv V'chulei. Rabbi Yossi Glidli Omer, Mordechai V'Esther Amruhu, B'Shem Alehem Haman HaRasha. I assume it means that they each said Hallel after they were rescued from the calamity. In other words, at the time after they got out of the mess, they said Hallel. He says, Hey Mamru Lolanu, Meshiva V'chulei. We're around the 10th very wide line on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Michael, okay? Around the 10th very wide line, okay? He says, V'chachamim Omrim, Nevi'im Shemidim Tiknun Lam Yisrael, Shu Omrim Oto, Al Kol Perek Uperek. So the Chachamim say the Nevi'im amongst them established that Klal Yisrael should recite it on each, like Yantiv, you'll say it, and when Rosh Chodesh, we'll call Sarvat Sarish Lotavolehem Li Israel, and they'll say it like on any Sarah, like it shouldn't come. Means if they do have a Sarah, do have a terrible thing, Shinigalino Ringo Toval Gulatan, they'll say it on their Gula. Okay, who's your question? Comes to us, anything that's so far?
Go ahead, David.
Why don't we say it on Purim then?
Yeah, first I have to wish a mazel tov to David. Eitan's wife, Lisa, gave birth early this morning to a baby girl. So mazel tov to you, David, to Jessica, to the whole family. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Yeah. Yeah, so your question is, the Gemara asked that in Megillah. It says, why don't we say Hallel on Purim, right?
And
so
here they actually said that Mordechai and Esther said it.
Yeah, so why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara, one answer to the Gemara is
outside of Eretz Israel.
Well, Kriyatazu Halelata. Some say the recitation of the Megillah is the place of Hallel. Or, you know, we don't say Anesh B'chutz La'aretz. We don't say that. And then...
you see, the Mordechai said it. It says the Mordechai in Esther.
Okay,
said
okay. But
all those answers don't work.
Yeah, well, according to the answer, Kriyat Hazu Helelata, so it does work. In other words, they said it, and we're saying it as well. And but if you say they don't say it on the Nesha B'chutz La'aretz, it means there's a difference between that time and going forward. In other words, at the time of the Tzara, so you want to say it, but now you want to establish a mitzvah going forward for future generations. So we don't say it for a Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. That's one answer that the Gemara has. Then what's the third answer the Gemara has? The Gemara says Akathia Abdei Achashverosh Anan, that we're still the slaves of Achashverosh. We haven't been fully redeemed, so we don't say Hallel. All right. Who's got other questions, comments, thoughts? Anything else? All right.
Why are they pointing to Lolanu? Isn't that a paragraph that we skip half the time in Hallel?
Well, again, when we talk about Hallel, we're not the times we skip it are like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But in other words, the Ikar Hallel includes Lolanu. But Lolanu is saying, like, don't do it for us. Do it for your great name, Hashem. So that's the way that's going. All right. I'm going to move on. All right. Let's take a look. All right, we're around 10 lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda, Haluka Sof Pirka, the Rabbi Bar Avuna Amar Haluka Reish Pirka. So in Sefer Tehillim, there are many Tehillim that end with Haluka and begin with Haluka. In other words, like in Psuki de Zimra, we'll say, you know, Lo Asachem L'Kogoyim Mishpatim Ba'idom Haluka, then Haluka, Haluka Hashem and Hashemayim. In other words, you have one ends with Haluka and one begins with Haluka. So everybody agrees, if you have two Halukas in a row, one is the end of the previous parak, one Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. But sometimes you have one Haluka between the prakim. The question is that Haluka part of the previous parak or is that part of the next parak? That's the issue, okay? So the Gemara says, this is Machloket. Ruchus says the end of the parak, Ruchus says the Resh Pirka. So Amar Rav Chisda, Chazin Luhu Latile Debe Rav Chanin Barav, Dichtibahu Aluka Be'em Sapirka. So Rav Chisda says, I saw the Tehillim from, I assume it's from the house of Rav Chanin Barav. Let me see, this is base measure for the house. Let me take a look, one second. The household. Yeah, that's what he says. It's very tricky. The word bay can refer to a base medrash, like or the bayit, the house where you live. So anyway, but he says household. Okay, so he says the Rav Chanan Barav, the Chibahu Aluka Be'emtsa Pirka. They left it like in the middle. Alma Misapkale. In other words, they didn't know. So it says the parak, and then this is Haluka, and the next parak. In other words, they didn't want to commit one way or another way. They were Misupak where it belonged. Am Rav Chanan Barava Hakol Modim B'Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pivrech Wasar Hashem Kachol Yilam Va'ed Haluka Tbatrei Reish Pirka. So Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pivrech Wasar Hashem Kachol Yilam Va'ed is the end of the parak, or and then in other words, the parak doesn't say Vanachlo Baruch Kami Tavlo Haluka. It says that's the end of the parak, and the next parak begins Haluka Halinaf Shir Hashem. So he says that everybody agrees that Haluka is beginning the next parak. Then another pasuk Rasha Yireva Kaas. He says that the evil person will see and be angry. Shinav yecharach v'namas, his teeth will be gnashed and will melt. Tavat Rishon Toved, Haluka debatrei Reish Pirka. Everybody agrees Haluka after that is the beginning of the parak. V'shomdim v'ed Hashem, Haluka debatrei Reish Pirka. Also there as well. Now, karayim osifin afedelu. The karayim, here karayim means like the people who have expertise in the psukim. They had also, minachal b'derech yishtalkein in rosh, Haluka debatrei Reish Pirka. Now, Reishit Chachma Yirat Hashem, Seichel Topakol Seyam, Haluka Tbatrei Reish Pirka. So Gemara says a number of cases everybody agrees is Reish Pirka. So we had a machloket, though, between Rav Chisda, who says when you have one Haluka, it's generally Sof Pirka, and Rabbi Ravuna says the Reish Pirka. So the Gemara says three lines to the bottom, Neima Ketanoi. Should we say that this machloket between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravuna tracks the machloket Tanoim? Now, we're going to refer now back to our Mishnah that we did yesterday. At Heichan Huomer, he's talking about the Leil HaSeder. So before the meal, how far in Hallel do you recite before the meal? At Heichan Huomer, Beit Shammai Rim Ad Eim Abad Mismecha. Beit Shammai says, Ad Eim Abad Mismecha, he says, Beit Hillom Rim Ad Chalamish Domain Omayim. In other words, the first parak ends, Lo Shivin Dimim Omashivir Kurtabai Ad Eim Abad Mismecha Haluka. That's the way the first parak ends. So this Bryce says, Beit Shammai says, till aim habarim smecha, or we'll see. And then Behil says, is the second parakins that way. Betani Idach, I learned a different brisa, Ad Heichan Huomer, how far do you go? Beit Shammai Amrim Ad Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim. In this version, it says that Beit Shammai says until Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim, which is the beginning of the second parak. Behil Amrim Ad Lolano Hashem Lolano. Behil says the beginning of the third parak. Okay? So the Gemara says, now that's the brisa. So the top line on Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, 117b, the top line. So my laba hakimifli, is it not, can we not say that the point of dispute, in other words, there are two, let's focus on Beit Shammai. So everybody agrees that Beit Shammai says you'll say one parak in Tehillim. That's the basic idea. Beit Shammai says I'll say one parak in Tehillim before the meal. We follow Beis Hillel. But in giving over the one parak, and the one parak has a halalukah there. In other words, you have the one parak, which is Haluka Halu Avdei Hashem Halu Hashem Hashem. Right, that's the way we begin. Haluka Halu Avdei Hashem. Then we say Lo Hashem Divinim Mo Hashem Kered By Name Smecha Haluka. Then Mitzayt Yisrael Mitzrayim. So we have one Haluka between the two Prakim. So the first Brisa says the Beit Shammai says you say Ad Aim Habadim Smecha. You'll say till Aim Abadim Smecha. And the second Brisa says you'll say till Betzeit Yisrael. So my Labaha Kimifliki, can we not say the Makloka between these two Brises in the different versions and how they give over Beit Shammai, Lamandamar and Aim Abadim Smecha, Sabar Luka Resh Pirka? In other words, the first Brisa says you say to Aim Abadim Smecha, and it doesn't say Haluka, holds that Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. So it says you'll say Ad Aim Abadim Smecha, and because Haluka is the Resh parak. Umandamar and Betzeit Yisrael, whereas the version that says that Beit Shammai says till Betzeit Yisrael, Sabar Haluka Sof Pirka, says it's Sof Perik. So if that's the correct shad, so the machloka between Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna is really a machloka time between these two brises. In other words, everybody agrees that Beit Shammai says you want to say one parak, but where does the Haluka go? So one Tana holds the Haluka goes with Betzeit Yisrael, it means Haluka Betzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim. One holds Haluka is at the end of the previous parak. That's the way we think. So the Gemara says, and this is on line four now. Now, Rav Chista said before that Haluka is Sof Pirka. Rav Chista said when I have one Haluka, it defaults over to being a Sof Parak. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista Mataris Atame. So Rav Chista is going to explain both brises within his Shita that Haluka is a Sof Parak. The Kuliyamam Savri Haluka Sof Pirka. Everybody agrees with me that Haluka is the end of the parak. So he says, Mandamara Betzeit Yisrael Shapir. So the one who says, Beit Shammai says, Til Betzeit Yisrael, so I'm fine. That's perfect. They say, Til Betzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim, Ad Ba'lo Ad Bechlal, and so I'll say the Haluka. Umandamara Aim Habadim Smecha, but the one who says, you'll say, Til Aim Habadim Smecha, Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. He can't say, when he says Aim Habadim Smecha, he'll also say you should say Haluka, but why does he say Smecha? He can't say to say Yisrael Mimitzrayim, because he holds that as a rule of construction, we say Ad Ba'ad Beklal. Whenever he says up until this point, that includes that Pasuk. So he can't say till B'tzei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. That would mean you say B'tzei Yisrael Mimitzrayim as well. And doesn't say that as well. So the Gemara says, V'nei Ma'ad Haluka. So why doesn't he say you'll say till Haluka, and then it's Ad Ba'ad Beklal? He says, V'chitema lo yadinan hei haluka. You don't know which haluka he's referring to. He says, they say haluka. But name a haluka shall aim upon him smecha. So I can say to haluka, aim upon him smecha. So the Gemara says, kasha. The Gemara says, that's a kasha against Rav Chista. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, let me do a few more lines and I'll pause. This is around the 10th line on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. He says, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Mitara Satame. Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Now, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Haluka is Resh Pirka. Haluka is the first word in the next parak. So let's go back. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Mitar Satami, Kuliyama Haluka Resh Pirka, Mandamar Aim Abanim Smecha Shapir. So the one who says, you'll say, Till Aim Abanim Smecha, it work out well. Because that will include. The Haluka.
Aim of it wouldn't include it.
Right. I misunderstood it. Yeah, right. Aim of Smecha is the last pasuk in the previous parak. Right. Aim of Smecha Haluka. Right. So he says, let me go back. So Ad Aim of Smecha Shapir. You'll say to Aim of Smecha, And then Haluka begins the next parak. You won't say that. That works out well. Uman Damara B'Seit Yisrael, the one who says you'll say till B'Seit Yisrael, Savar Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. He holds that Ad below ad b'klal. He holds ad below ad b'klal. In other words, if he would say till aim abadim smecha, I'd say don't say aim abadim smecha. So he's got to say till b'seit Yisrael because it's ad below ad b'klal. The name on haluka. So why doesn't he say till haluka? In other words, he's saying haluka is the beginning of the next parak. So Beit Shammai doesn't say you say the word haluka. The name on haluka say up to haluka and ad below ad b'klal. So the Chitamelo Yadin on Hey Haluka, he said, I don't know which Haluka he's talking about. If he says Haluka, the name on Haluka should be say Yisrael. I want to say up to the Haluka and say Yisrael. So the Gemara says Kasha. He could say that. It's difficult. Is that within that Shita? So anyway, so the bottom line is we have Machloka clearly between Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna, whether when you have one Haluka is at the end of the previous parak or the first word in the next parak. So they clearly have a Machloka. The Gemara tried to fit that Machloka as a Machloka Tanaim. You know, between the two brises is the version of how Beit Shammai is sets forth their position, but it's not muchrach that's the way it is. It could be that's the machloka, but not necessarily so. Now, Rashbam takes up what about within Beis Hillel? So Beis Hillel, there's no haluka at the end of Beseit Yisroel Mitzrayim, but each Tana is just keeping consistent with the way he represents Beit Shammai's opinion. That's the way he represents Beis Hillel's opinion as well. So if within Beit Shammai he's going to last pasuk with Beit Hillel, he's doing last pasuk. If with Beit Shammai he says the first pasuk, the next parak, so Beit Hillel he does it. But for Beis Hillel, you don't really need it. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did or said so far?
How many halukas are in here? There's no halukas in Beit Yisrael.
What said again? What's the question?
How many? It says we're not sure which haluka it would be. What other halukas are there here?
No, in other words, if he just says until haluka, so it could be the haluka anywhere in the halal. You don't know. There's a lot of halukas there in the halal.
In the other paraks, I got.
Yeah, other prakim. You don't know where he's talking to about. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let's keep moving. All right. So we're around 15 lines down on Kuft Yud Zayin Mud Beis. We're making nice progress. Okay,
v'chotem flying.
Okay, well, so we're going to slow down now. Okay, v'chotem b'geula. We said in the Mishnah that on the night of the Seder, there's a bracha that we recite, and we're working within the sheets of the Tana Rabbi Kiva. Remember, last night we said there was machloka between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon on the nusach of the bracha. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you just say Yesher Galanam Galanam Tein Me'Avdel Lecheret, and there's no chatimus bracha per se. In other words, the bracha doesn't end with it. In other words, when the Tana Mishnah says v'chotein begula, he means you're going to make a bracha with the gula. But then we had a machlok between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, whether there's like a sof bracha. So Rabbi Akiva says, you should, you know, we're looking forward to nice holidays. Baruchat Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva says you end up with Baruchat Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. So he says, Amarava, so this Gemara is working within the sheets of the Tana Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Amarava, Kriyat Shema V'Halel, Ga'al Yisrael. That when we recite the bracha at the end of Birchot Kriyat Shema, at Shacharis or Mariv, and we're saying that after the Halel on Leil Pesach and the Seder, then the bracha is Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisrael in the past tense. Blessed are you Hashem who redeemed Israel. He says, Tzlota Goel Yisrael. But in Tfilah, in Shmona Esrei, we don't say Ga'al Yisrael, we say Goel Yisrael. He says, My Tamad Rachmeinu. It's a Bakasha. In other words, we're asking Hashem, help us out. I remember Rav Lerner speaking once. He said, Pshad, but it means like all the difficulties you have every day. That's Goel Yisrael. He says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, De Kiddusha, Asher Kitchanu B'Sotav, and we have it Sivanu, but the Grod takes it out. In other words, who has in the past sanctified us with his commandments. When you're making the bracha in Kiddush, that's what you say, Shikshtam Sab Sivanu. Tisluta in Tefillah, you say, Katshenu B'Mitzvotecha, sanctify us in with your commandments. He says, My Tamad Rachmeinu. Tefillah is Bakasho. So we don't say you did sanctify us, we want you to sanctify us with your commandments. Okay, Amar Abacha Bar Yaakov. There's a requirement to mention Yisis Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. So whether it's Kiddush on Shabbos or Kiddush on Yantiv, one of the themes or the elements that must be mentioned is Zecher Lisiyat Mitzrayim. K'tiv Hacho L'mantis Kor Et Yom. It says here, now he begins with Pesach, that it says by Pesach, L'man tizkor yom sitcha me'eretz Yisrael k'li me'chayecha, that you remember Yisis Yisrael, u'chtiv hatam zachor yom ha'shabbat l'kadsho. And it says on Shabbos, zachor yom ha'shabbat l'kadsho. So it's setting up a gzeira Shabbat. So the difficulty with this is the, you see, when you say ha'cha is the thing you're trying to learn out, so he begins with Pesach, and he says, we learn from Shabbos to Pesach. So what are we learning from Shabbos to Pesach? So he says here, one second. So he says that just like on Shabbos, you have a Chiv Kiddush, so too on Pesach, you also have a Chiv Kiddush. And then just like on Pesach, you're going to mention Zechiras Yisivs Mitzrayim, so too on Shabbos, you'll mention Zechiras Yisivs Mitzrayim. That's like the little fancy footwork with it. But he mentions that Rabbeinu Chananel had a different shot, in or a different gear. So Rabbeinu Chananel's position or Gemara was, the Hacha was reversed with the Hatam. So Rabbeinu Chananel had Hacha Zechor Yom HaShabbat L'Kacho. Here by Kiddush, it says Zechor Yom HaShabbat L'Kacho. And over there, it says L'man Tizkor. And then it's straight. I'm just learning. The idea is I'm learning from that I have to mention Yisis Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. Okay, so now why do I have to mention Yisis Mitzrayim in the Kiddush? All right, let's see the top Tosfos, and then we'll do the Ramban, and then we'll pause and take some questions. Okay, the top Tosfos, everybody with me? So L'man Tizkor Yom Sitcha Mitzrayim L'chach Kavu Zecher L'Yisis Mitzrayim. He says therefore the Koveya in the Kiddush on Friday night, I have to say Zecher L'Yisis Mitzrayim, like in memory of the Exodus from Egypt. She says, Shamati meha Rav Meir. I heard from Meir. I think he means like one of Rashi's sons-in-law. Sheish b'medrash, lefish b'mitzrayim, abdu ben b'yisra b'farach. In Egypt, the Egyptians worked this very hard. Avodat perach is like very hard labor. Avodat perach. He says, u'perach ba'at bash. The word perach, pei resh chaf sofit, ba'at bash. At bash, you substitute letters. So the aleph, you substitute for a taf. And the bait you substitute for shin. So if ba'at bash, I take the word perech, I get vigal. In other words, perech is vigal. In other words, the paid is with the vav, and the resh with the gimel, and the chaf, sofit, with the lamed. He says, shehem malachot arba b'chaser achat. That equals 39 malachot. He says, uchshen agalumi v'zrayim hisiram ala shabbat l'shvot me'ota lametet malachot. It means that the Egyptians were busy causing us to labor with these 39 malachot. In other words, that's what the Egyptians wanted us to do. And then when we left Egypt, Hashem instructed us that those 39 malachot we should not do on Shabbat. So that's the Zeich HaLisiyas Mitzrayim. So in the Kiddush, we say Zeich HaLisiyas Mitzrayim. It's a memory of the Exodus from Egypt, that we remember that in Egypt we did the 39 malachot, and now on Shabbat we don't do them. Remember the Exodus from Egypt. Now the Ramban, in his Perush in Chumash, in Vayit Chanan, says that how is Shabbos Zeich L'Yisis Mitzrayim? He says when a person comes to believe, you know, in Amunah that Hashem is the Borei Olam, so then he believes that what took place in Egypt. If I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yachol and he's Borei Yesh Me'ayin, then I believe in the things that took place in Egypt. And then if I believe in the things that take place in Egypt, I can believe in Maaseh Bereishis. In other words, so they're each in other words, they each like a Mechazek the other one. So Shabbos is Zeich L'Yisis Mitzrayim, and Yisis Mitzrayim is like Zeich HaLamaseh Bereishis. So each Mechazek one another. Okay, who's time for questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? All right, let's go on. All right, now, the first wide line in the Gemara. Okay? Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Deslota Masmiach Keren Yeshua. In our tefillot, when we speak about the Davidic monarchy, we say Masmiach Keren Yeshua, that you are like causing it to sprout, like the Keren, like the glory of the salvation. How does he translate it? He says the pride of the salvation to flourish. The Aftarta Magen David. In the Brachot and the Haftorah, we also mention in Samchir Shalom Yanovi Dachel Malchut Beit David Mishchecha, you should gladden us with Malchut Beit David. So we have a bracha in the Haftorah that's also speaking about the Davidic monarchy, but that we are chotein with Magen David, like the protector of David. Now the Gemara explains, V'yasidcha Hashem Gadol K'shem HaGdolim. There's a pasuk in the Nevi'im where Hashem says, and it's a nevuah to David HaMelech, that I'll make you, and for you, David, I'll make a great name, like the name of the Gedolim, of the great ones. Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef taught in a brisa, Zoshomrim Mangein David, when it says that Kishem HaGedolim, that refers to making this bracha, Magen David. He says, Amrim Shimon Lakish ve'eschala goy gadol. So Shimon Lakish explains, there's another pasuk in the Chumash, ve'eschala goy gadol, ve'Abram Avinu, I'll make you into a great nation. Zeu shomrim elokei Avram, v'abarecha zeu shomrim elokei Yitzchak, v'agala shmecha zeu shomrim elokei Yaakov. He says, Yechol yuhu chotmim b'kulan, I might think that the Chatimis bracha should be with all the Yavod, tamon lomor ve'yei bracha b'cha chotmim in chotmim b'kulan. So the only bracha is by Abram Avinu. So that's what the pasuk means. V'yasid l'cha shem gadol, shem ha-gidolim. Shem says to David HaMelech, I'm going to make a great name for you, David, like k'shem ha-gidolim. The gedolim are the Avod, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that they're mentioned in the bracha l'kei Avram l'kei Yitzchak Yaakov. But technically over there, we can only make the bracha in one of them, so it's Avram v'yei bracha. But you're also going to have your own bracha, and that's going to be Magen David. All right, one second. And you know, shem ha-gidolim is the safer by the Chidah. Sefer by the Chidah. All right, I'm going to move on. Now around the sixth very wide line. Amar Rabba Ashkachtin on the Sabi Tupam Padita, the Avi Vika'amri. So Rabba says, I encountered the Sabi Tupam Padita, the Kanim and Pumpadita that were sitting and said, B'Shabta, Bembit Slota, Bembit Kiddusha, Mekalish HaShabbat. On Shabbos, whether it's in the Tefillah, or in Kiddush, one recites the Chatimis Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat. He says, "V'yom Taba, Bein B'Tzlota, Bein B'Kiddusha, Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim." But in the Tefillah, whether it's on Yantiv, whether it's the Tefillah or the Kiddush, you say Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim. So Sabe the Pumpadita say on Shabbos, it's the same Chatimis Bracha, whether it's Kiddush or Tefillah, Mekadesh Shabbos. Yantiv also the same chatima, whether it's Kiddush or Tefillah. It's Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim. V'minu Luana, and I said to them, and this is Rabbah speaking, Adrabah, I think Pumfa cared. Tislota, Bein B'Shabta, Bein B'Yomataba, Mekadesh Yisrael. I think that for the Tefillah, you should always have the chatima Mekadesh Yisrael, which we'll explain shortly. He says, B'Kiddusha, D'Shabta, Mekadesh Shabbat, B'Yomataba, Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim. So, in other words, fundamentally, Rava agrees with the Sabi Tupam Padita when it comes to Kiddush. Rava agrees that on Shabbos is Semikadosh Shabbos, and on Yantav is Semikadosh Tov Azmanim. But in Tefillah, he's Mechulak with them. They hold that on Shabbat you Semikadosh Shabbat, and on Yantav is Semikadosh Tov Azmanim. And Rava holds that you say, in both instances, Mekadosh Yisrael. I was talking to Rabbi Packard today. If you say that's the pshat, that way I just said it, he was saying that, like, in some way the Jewish people are sanctified through the Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi holds that tefillah, which is said publicly in the Sibur, at a kavod for the Sibur, we should say Mekadesh Yisrael. But I saw this a pshat from the Chok Yaakov. He says it's not the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Mekadesh Yisrael, it doesn't mean that you just say Mekadesh Yisrael. He says it means Mekadesh Yisrael v'ha Shabbat, Mekadesh Yisrael v'ha Zmanim. The way the Chok Yaakov understands it, so the only thing that Rava is really mechulak on is on Shabbat. You say Mekadesh Yisrael v'ha Shabbat, is the way Rava says. So let's see further in the Gemara and we'll explain more. Okay? So he says, Bamina tamadidi v'tamadidchu. So Rabbi says, I'm going to give my svara and your svara. He says, tamadidchu. Let me give your svara first, which is a way of learning. Like, remember, like, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, Pesach Tavidu, we mentioned this the other day, that the Beit Hillel, they would discuss the, you know, the sheet of Beit Shammai, and below all, the Shoshonim, Debrei Beit Shammai, Kamali Debreim. They would teach Beit Shammai's position before their own. So Rabbi's doing the same thing. So he says here, Shabbat Kviyah B'Kaima, Shabbos is like established. And from Masay Bereshis, we know there's a Shabbos. We don't have to do anything. There's a Shabbos. He says, Shabbos. So then the bracha is going to be Mekadesh HaShabbat. It exists. Hashem established it. So you're sanctifying the Shabbos, Hashem. He says, Yom Tavo, Dishrohu Dekabilei, Dekamabri Yarchi Bekabilashane. When it comes to Yantiv, so the Klal Yisrael, they're the ones who establish the Yantiv because they declare when Rosh Chodesh is and they declare when whether it's a leap year or not. In other words, whether the year has a month, that whether intercalating the year. So he says, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. In other words, you're Mekadesh, the Jewish people, who in turn are Mekadesh Zmanim. Whereas we have a role to play with Yantiv. In other words, Yantiv doesn't just depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Jewish people are declaring Rosh Chodesh, or the Beis Din is, and then as a result of that, we have Yantiv. So that's your reason. Tama Didi, as far as my reason, Rabbi says, Sluta de Barabim Yitim Mekadesh Yisrael. When it comes to tefillah, tefillah is always berabim. Tefillah is always in shul. So he says that should be Mekadesh Yisrael. The kabod for the sibur, which said that you're Mekadesh, like the sibur, the Mekadesh Yisrael. So Rashi says, where's Rashi? Maybe the Rashbam. Let's see the Rashbam. He says, one minute. Yeah, the last Rashi, the Barabim Yita, Mishum Kvod Rabim Omer Mekadesh Yisrael. For Kavod, for the multitudes, you say Mekadesh Yisrael. The only thing I would add on, like the way Rabbi Packer is saying, it just can't be just that alone, but it's saying that like the Jewish people are being sanctified as a result of the Shabbos, the Yontiv. He says, so back on the Gemara, he says, let me go back. So Tama Didi, Sluta of Rab Mita Mekadesh Yisrael, Kiddush of Yachid Ita, B'Shab Mekadesh Shabbat, B'Yom Tov Mekadesh Tov Azmanim. Kiddush, which is typically said privately, then I'm with you. You say Mekadesh Shabbat on Shabbos, you say Mekadesh Tov Azmanim on Yantiv. The Gemara says, Velohi, it's not true what Rabbi said. Sluta B'Yachid Milaita, is it true that Tefillah can't be said B'Yachidus? You could say Sluta B'Yachid. But Kiddush of Rabbi Milaita, and can't you have Kiddush before a multitude? And the Rashbam says, what does he say? He says, like, in shul or the suddus of a chasen, for Rabba Sabar, zil batar igars. Rabba says, you go after, like, the main tefillah. In other words, tefillah is made to be dominant in shul. It's a real musar haskel to all of us. In other words, that's where the way the tefillah is made to be done, in shul, with the minion. And that's the way he's going with it. All right, now, let me do a few more lines, and I'll pause. Ula barav nachid l'kami d'rava. Ula, he was yored to serve as a shlich tzibur for Rava. Rava was mechulak on the Sabi de Pumpadita. Amar kisabi de Pumpadita. Notwithstanding that, Ula, in his tefillah, he davened like the Sabi de Pumpadita. V'lo amar lo v'lo midin. Rava didn't say anything to him. Alma hadar be Rava. So the implication from that is that Rava retracted his position and was moda to the Sabi de Pumpadita. I think we have a special guest about to arrive from Florida. He says, Rav Natan avud Rav Huna bereid Rav Natan. He says that Rav Natan, the father of Rav Huna. Now we have bereid Rav Natan, who was the son of Rav Natan, which is like superfluous. And this is Rav Natan, the father of Rav Huna, who Rav Natan avud Rav Huna.
Father of Rav Huna, son of Rav Natan.
One second. Yeah. So it means like this. In other words, Rav Huna was bereid Rav Natan. Rav Huna was the son of Rav Natan. That's what it's saying. So here we're saying that Rav Natan, who was the father of Rav Huna, bereid Rav Natan. In other words, Rav Natan, who was the father of Rav Huna, who was the son of Rav Natan. So it's like double, like it's like, you know, extra language in there. In other words, Rav Natan was the father of Rav Huna, who was the son of Rav Natan. But so some take out bereid Rav Natan. Some take out bereid Rav Natan. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rav Natan, Avud Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Natan, Nachid L'Kameid Rav Papa. He was Yoreid before a Papa, service of Shlich Sibur. Amar Kisave de Pumpadita. He recited tefillah like the Save de Pumpadita, like the elders in Pumpadita. Sal, we're 10 lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Zayin Ud Beis. 117b, welcome. So nice to have you. 10 lines from the bottom. He says, V'shabche Rav Papa. Rav Papa praised him. Amar Ravina, Ana Ikla L'Sura, Kameid de Mereimar. So Ravina says, I came to Sura and before Mereimar, V'nachid kami shlucha de tzibura, shlucha tzibur was yorei before Mereimar, V'amar kesabi de pumpadita, and he also davened like the sabi de pumpadita, V'havu meshakilei kuliyama, everybody was silencing him because they were trying to pass him like Rava. says Amar Lahu. So Maremar said to all of them, Shafkuhu, leave him alone. Hilchata Kasabi de Pumpadita. The halacha is like he's doing it, like Sabi de Pumpadita, Vloham and Shafkulay, and they stopped silencing him. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, let's do the next Mishnah, and we'll do a little piece of the Gemara, and then that will be it for tonight. All right, now the next Mishnah says, Manitin, Mazgulo Koshlishi, Mivarech al Mizono. They poured or they diluted a third cup. So with that third cup, he's going to bench. In other words, that third cup he's going to use as a Koshal Bracha. Revi'i Gomer Lav Halal. The fourth cup, he recites Halal over. And the way the briskers say to do it is that you hold the cup, in other words, for each mitzvah. In other words, so for Kiddush, you hold the cup. For the Haggadah, you hold the second cup. And then for Birkas HaMazon, you hold the third cup. And then for Hallel, you hold the fourth cup. That's the way the briskers do it. Okay? So he says, V'igomer lo Hallel, v'omer lo Birkat Hashir. And you say, Birkat Hashir. And we'll explain what Birkat Hashir is hopefully soon, or we'll at least touch on it. So, Beina Kosor Alalu, Imro Tzilish Tot Yishteh. Now, between these cups, it's not clear what these cups are. There are four cups, so there are three spaces between the four cups, between cup one and two, between cup two and three, between cup three and four. So, a number of Rishonim say, Bein HaKosor Ha'elu means between cup one and two, and between two and three. So, between the first Kiddush and the second cup, between the second cup and the third cup, which would be during the meal. So, he says, Bein HaKosor Alalu, Imro Tzilish Tot Yishteh. He could drink as much as he wants between those cups. Between the third cup and the fourth cup, he shouldn't drink. So Fern asked me about this earlier ago, but if you wait long enough in Daf Yomi, you get everything. But if you look in the Rashbam, 1, 2, 3, the fifth wide line in the Rashbam, he says, one more line in the Mishnah, he says, Bein Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishteh. Between the third cup and the fourth cup, don't drink. So in the Rashbam, they have five lines from the bottom. Bein Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishteh. Matzati B'Gemurat Yerushalmi. So the Rashbam says, he found, it says in the Yerushalmi, Lama Lo Yishteh, why can't he drink? K'deish Lo Yishteh Ker. So you show he shouldn't become drunk. He says, the two lamats of the Meimar Halil. He won't be able to recite the Halil. He'll be too drunk. He says, Uparachatam lo kvar mushukhar hu shunta kvar har baby sudato. But didn't he already like get intoxicated from everything he drank up till now? He says, Umashani yayin shabatokamazo and ain't mushakhir. The Gemara says that the yayin that's betokamazon is not intoxifying. Shalakharamazon mushakhir. The one after the meal, that'll give it to you. He says, "V'hu adinami the ayin shlofnei amazon in mashacher. The ayin before the mazon, which would be between cup one and two, is not mashacher. V'imratzal shtop in rishon sheni yishteh. The halom b'mayi tana el ben shlishi the rabbi. That would be the way that goes." All right, let me do a few lines of the Gemara, then I'll pause. Okay, so the three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, "Amali Rav Chanan the Rava shvamin abirkan amazon tuna kos." From our Mishnah, it sounds like birkan samazon requires a kos yayin, because we're saying that the third cup you're going to bench over. It sounds like the benching you require a cup of wine. That's what it sounds like. So Amar Le, so Rava said back to him, not necessarily so. The Chamim established a mitzvah on Leila Seder having four kosot. Derecherut, it's like it represents freedom having the four cups. Each cup, you want to do a mitzvah with it. It doesn't necessarily follow the Birkas HaMazon. In other words, yeah, am I required to have a cup of wine for Birkas HaMazon? So the different Shittot and the Gemara went over in Halacha, but it's not necessarily, you can't necessarily prove from this, because it could be that there's a mitzvah of four cups, but they wanted to attach each cup to a different mitzvah. Okay, now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? All right, let me go further. Now, Revi'i Gomer Lav Halal V'Omer Lav Birkat Hashir. So the fourth cup, you're going to say Halal and say Birkat Hashir with that. Okay, turn to the next page. Kofi Yechad Amin Aleph, the top line. So the Gemara says, my Birkat Hashir. What's Birkat Hashir? The bracha on the shir. What bracha is that? So Rav Yehuda Amar Yehalucha Hashem Elokeinu. Rav Yehuda says, it's Yehalucha Hashem Elokeinu, which is the last, and then it concludes with Bruchat Hashem El Mulab B'Tishpachot. It's the last paragraph we have in Halal all the time. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmat Kol Chai. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Nishmat. Now, this three-way machloket, how we do on the Leil HaSeder with the Chatimus Bracha. So, the... All right. So the so one way that we would do this, he quotes here, he says, like, you'd say the Hallel, and then you have the Hallel Gadol, then you say Nishmat, and then instead of ending off with the regular Yishtabach ending, you just say, one second. Right. So instead of, so the end of the brach will be Yahalalucha, Ruch Hashem Echulah B'Tifachot. So the first way is to say the Hallel, you say the Hallel Gadol, you say Nishmat, and then you say the first half of Yishtabach, and then before you get to the bracha that concludes Yishtabach, you'll say Yahalalucha Hashem Elokeinu, and then Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Mula B'Tishbachot. That's the first way to end up with the Hallel. That's way number one. Way number two, he says, after you say Hallel, you'll say Yahalalucha up until the bracha of Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Mula B'Tishbachot, and then when you get to Yishtabach, you'll complete Yishtabach in the regular fashion. So I'll say the paragraph with Yahalucha, leaving out the Chatimas Bracha, and then I'll do Yishtabach, and I'll complete Yishtabach in the normal way, you know, Kel Melech Gadol B'Tishbachot. And the third way is to say Yahalucha in the same way, and then to complete the Bracha and just say Baruch Hashem Melech Mula B'Tishbachot at the end of Yishtabach. All right, but that's the piece with that. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts? All right, let me end the recording. One second. Let's end the recording.